As we know, the church, by her very nature, is meant to evangelize, to preach the faith. The word Catholic, Catholicos in Greek, literally means universal. The church is for everyone. God desires all peoples, Jew and Gentile, to be given the saving graces found in the sacraments. But how do we evangelize in our modern day to people of all walks of life? I mean, further, so many people have preconceived notions of Catholicism or God in general, religion in general, right? People today claim to be, quote unquote, spiritual, which is just a new term for a lazy agnostic. You know, when we think of evangelization, we might also sometimes think of Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses coming to our doors to talk to us. For some reason, they never come to my door. I don't know why. Anyway, yet, as we also know, that's not the only kind of evangelization. Right? There are ways to start small so we can get used to the idea of bringing people into the faith. And the easiest way to begin evangelizing, which I've talked on many times, is to have confidence in our Catholic faith. In other words, to not be afraid or embarrassed to be Catholic. What I mean by this is that we must be willing to show that our faith is something worth being a part of, that it is central to our lives. And this is important in the workforce, and especially important on a college campus. Now, too often in our lives, when religion is brought up in our conversations, we're tempted to steer away from it. Right? We feel it's private. Right? Too often we don't want to appear too religious. After all, that seems weird or unnecessary. Or perhaps we're embarrassed of our faith because of the public sins of some of its members. Right? I know around young people, it seemed to be different to be very religious. Yet, if we come off as being embarrassed about our faith, what does that say about the importance of our faith in our lives? In other words, how inviting is that to other people? In order to evangelize in our present age, we've got to be proud to be Catholic, confident in our Christian faith. After all, people generally respect confidence. Now, you don't need a master's degree in theology to be able to be confident. If, when conversations come up about faith, right, even at times tough conversations, we happily say we're Catholic and even invite others to Mass on Sunday, that teaches simply through our words and actions that Sunday Mass is something to which we believe is worth coming, that the Eucharist is what we claim it to be, the body and blood of Christ, and he is worth receiving, that only by having a true friendship with Christ can we get through the ups and downs of life, that we want people to be part of the church our Lord founded and to be with him forever in heaven one day, that the church, as our first reading prophesies, is to be a house of prayer for all peoples. The Canaanite woman was confident in her desire to receive Christ's healing graces for her daughter. We too must be confident to witness to our Catholic faith, even when it is challenged. Just as I was nervous to witness to my faith with my college roommate, you know, at times we will be challenged to witness as well. Yet, like the Canaanite woman, we must be confident in our fidelity nonetheless. We must never be ashamed to be Catholic. We must never be ashamed to know our faith and to live our faith, even when so many people have abandoned our faith for all sorts of superficial reasons.